Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EVN conference call regarding the first three quarters of the 2015-16 financial year. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode. The floor will be open for questions following the presentation. Let me now turn the floor over to your host, CFO Stefan Szyszkowitz.
Good morning and welcome to our conference call on EVN results for the first three quarters of 2015-16 financial year. Having finished the first three quarters of EVN's 15-16 financial year, the general picture on our business development and industry trends is well in line with our expectations. Our industry is in a phase of a system transition towards renewable energy, which impacts our strategy in three key aspects. Firstly, we aim to expand our renewable fleet. And we are pleased to inform you that just very recently, during July, our new wind park in Past of Lanzensdorf in Lower Austria has started operations. The six new wind turbines there have an installed capacity of about 19 megawatt. Therefore, installed wind capacity has increased to 269 megawatt, which moves us one step closer to our goal to raising our wind power capacity to over 300 megawatt. Secondly, the high volatility of growing decentralized renewable energy is a constant challenge for network stability. Therefore, we are committed towards investing into and improving network infrastructure in order to ensure supply security of our customers. Up to 70% of our 1 billion euro investment program for Lower Austria, which has reached its third out of four financial years as of now, is being directed to the Network Infrastructure Austria segment. Please note that investments in the regulated business strengthen the regulatory asset base and improve cost efficiency. Both are key parameters in the Austrian regulatory model for network tariffs. Thirdly, we are observing increasing demand for the use of our thermal power plants to supply balancing energy and manage shortages. Meanwhile, we have contracts to provide reserve capacity not only for Germany during the winter half year until 2017 and 18, but also for Austria during the summer months in 2016 and 2017. The importance of EVN's contribution for ensuring network stability is also evidenced by the increased request for thermal production. Due to these developments, our overall electricity generation increased by 19.5% during the reporting period, and despite a decline in renewable generation, which resulted from substantially weaker wind and water flows as compared to the prior year. We are also pleased to report today that despite the overall challenging market environment, we achieved operating improvements along the entire value and chain of our energy business. Our environmental business reports that WTE was selected as the general contractor for the construction of a wastewater treatment plant in the tourism town Vodice at the Adriatic coast in Croatia. Coming to the results on group level, we are reporting an increase of EBITDA, EBIT, and group net result for the first three quarters of the 15-16 financial year. After this overview, let us now turn to the key financials in the reporting period. The group's total revenue decreased by 2.9% to 1.6 billion euros. This reduction mainly resulted from developments in Southeast Europe, in particular from lower energy demand due to the mild winter in Bulgaria, but also from the liberalization steps in both Bulgaria and Macedonia. Please note that lower wind and water flows resulted in lower revenue from renewable production, which was offset by higher revenue from thermal generation. In total, we are reporting improvements of our operating results. EBITDA rose by 5.7% to 525.4 million euros, and EBIT was up by 4.5% and amounted to 299.3 million euros. This development was mainly driven by lower operating expenses, in particular energy procurement costs. The financial result was also affected by two contrary effects. On the positive side, there was the absence of costs caused by last year's termination of the hedge and the federal guarantee for the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. This was contrasted by a negative earnings contribution from WEEV due to the ongoing lower share price of Verbund AG. In total, these developments led to an improvement of the financial results by 4.2%. The group net result increased by 6.3% and amounted to 198.8 million euros for the first three quarters of the current financial year. Let us now turn to what I believe is a very solid balance sheet structure of EVN. In comparison with the 30th of September 2015, which was the balance sheet closing date of last financial year, the following key figures and indicators improved during the reporting period. The equity ratio improved from 39.8% to 41.7%. Net debt was reduced by 132.1 million euros to 1.1 billion euros due to a strong operating cash flow, and the gearing decreased from 47.5% to 40.2%. The positive development of our key financials also reflected in our credit ratings being A3 from Moody's and BBB+ from Standard & Poor's. Both rating agencies assign a positive outlook on EVN's ratings. Before I will go through each of the segments in detail, I would like to provide you with an overview on the EBITDA development of our business segments. As already mentioned earlier, we achieved operating improvements along the entire value chain of our energy business. Therefore, a positive EBITDA development can be reported for all four segments within the energy business. In contrast, EBITDA of the environmental service business is below the previous years due to the absence of the positive one-off effect related to last year's sale of the sodium hypochlorite plant. So let's continue now with a detailed view on each segment. I would like to start with the generation segment on the next slide. I already spoke about the development of our electricity production. On the one hand, there was a strong increase of thermal production by 46.1%, which was only due to the frequent use of our power plants to support network stability. On the other hand, renewable generation fell by 7.5% due to significantly weaker wind and water conditions. All in all, electricity production in the generation segment rose by 24.4% to 4 terawatt hours. Based on this development, revenue remained stable at 171.1 million euros. Operating expenses fell by 9.2% primarily due to a decline in the cost of primary energy carriers. In total, EBITDA was of the segment increased by 4.1% to 88.4 million euros. EBIT as well was up by 73.3% and amounted to 46.7 million euros. This significant improvement was due to the fact that prior years EBIT had suffered from negative impairment effects on our Dunora coal-fired power plant. On the next slide, I will turn to the development in the Austria energy trade and supply business. Sales volumes for electricity and natural gas declined due to the mild winter, intense competition on the end customer market, and the effects of energy efficiency measures. In contrast, heat sales volumes were increasing due to higher demand from the industry customer segment. Despite these volume developments, revenue rose by 0.9% to 385.1 million euros, primarily to the higher revenue from the marketing of electricity generated in EVN's thermal power plants for network stabilization. Lower operating expenses, especially lower primary energy expenses, led to an increase of EBITDAR by 22.8 to 92 million euros and EBIT by 26.6% to 79 million euros. Now I will present the developments in our Network Infrastructure Austria segment. As of the 1st of January 2016, the electricity and natural gas network tariffs for household customers were increased by an average of 11% each. In combination with higher network distribution volumes for both electricity and natural gas, these positive price and volume effects led to an increase of revenue by 4.3%. Growth in electricity volumes was attributable to the industrial customer segment, and growth in the natural gas distribution volumes resulted from the increased use of EVN's thermal power plants. Operating expenses decreased in comparison to previous year, mainly due to a decline in service costs, costs for network losses, and expenses related to the upstream network. Therefore, EBITDA improved by 12.8% to 192.1 million euros and EBIT by 18.5% to 110.1 million euros. Now I will proceed with the Energy Supply Southeast Europe segment. Before talking about the developments in Southeast Europe during the first three quarters of the current financial year, I would like to update you on the tariff decisions made by the regulatory authorities which affect of the 1st of July 2016. In Bulgaria, the end customer prices for electricity in EVN supply area were increased by an average of 0.83% followed last August's 0.4% reduction. Following two price cuts of end customer heat prices by 7% and 0.7% during 2015, the Bulgarian regulator now decided on another reduction by 2.5% for heat. In Macedonia, the tariff decision reduced the end customer prices for electricity by an average of 0.25%. This adjustment failed again to include the cost elements related to the next planned liberalization steps. The most important drivers for the business development in Southeast Europe during the reporting period were the following. In Bulgaria, energy demand decreased due to an unusually mild temperatures during the winter 15-16. Market liberalization, especially in Bulgaria, is gathering momentum. In Macedonia, water flows were higher than the long-term average, but did not reach the previous year's record level. This led to a drop in renewable production. Based on these developments, revenue fell by 8% to 735.9 million euros. Simultaneously, operating expenses also decreased due to a lower energy procurement costs and further cost reductions, especially related to continuous improvement in collection of customer receivables and from other efficiency measures. Therefore, EBITDA improved by 8.8% to 86.6 million euros. Depreciation, including effects from impairment test rose due to an investment-related increase of depreciation and an impairment loss in the amount of 26.1 million euros, which had to be recognized due to the heating business of Tetzploftiv due to the continuing adverse regulatory decisions on end-customer heat prices. Therefore, EBIT on the segment declined by 66.4% to 11.3 million euros. Finally, I will give you an overview about the developments in the environmental service segment. Segment revenues in the environmental service business increased by 3.8% to 132.3 million euros. This increase was due to a higher revenue from the international project business as well as volume growth in both drinking water supplies and thermal waste incineration in Lower Austria. Despite the increase in revenues, the operating results of the segment decreased in comparison to the previous year. This development was due to the absence of the positive one-off effects realized in connection with the sales of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. Therefore, EBITDA declined by 33.5% to 28.3 million euros and EBIT declined by 47.5% to 9 million euros. The financial results improved to minus 1.6 million euros due to the absence of the negative one-off effects caused by the last year's termination of the hedge and the federal guarantee of the sodium hypochlorite project in Moscow. The drinking water business in Lower Austria is gaining increasing strategic importance for us, as it goes well in line with our focus on stable domestic activities and security of supply. During the reporting period, we completed another natural filter plant, which will reduce the hardness of the water by natural means, meant to supply approximately 30,000 residents in the region of northern Rheinviertel. In addition, we improved the performance capability of the Waldviertel pumping stations by 25% to handle increased demand for drinking water in peak periods, especially during the summer months. The international project business, we received a new contract for a turnkey project in Croatia, as already mentioned in the beginning of today's call. The contract for the construction of a new wastewater treatment plant in Vodice, a tourism village at the Adriatic coast in Croatia, has a total value of approximately 6 million euros. Now let's continue with the development of our group cash flows on the next slide. Due to the sound operations performance, the gross cash flow rose by 16.1% to 450 million euros. Cash flow from operating activities increased by 25.8% to 397.7 million euros. The cash flow from investing activities was driven by the ongoing investments, especially in the grid and in the renewable energy. The cash flow from finance activities mainly reflects scheduled repayments of loans. Please note that last year these two cash flow figures were influenced by the sale of the sodium hypochlorite project and the repayment of the related debt financing. In the first three quarters of 15-16 financial year, the net change in cash and cash equivalents amounted to 21.1 million euros. Now let's proceed with our outlook for the remaining financial year. We expect the group net result for 15-16 to remain largely stable. This statement is subject to the assumption of average conditions in the energy environment. The factors that could significantly influence such outlook include regulatory background, especially in Southeast Europe, developments in these proceedings related to claims from the tariff decisions in Bulgaria and Duisburg-Walsum power plant as well, as the progress on activities in Moscow. Our strategy remains unchanged, and throughout the call I already made a few comments on what will remain our strategy priorities, including in particular the following. A core element of our strategy is supply security. From a shareholder's perspective, this means that we are continuously investing in the expansion and upgrade of our networks, which are in turn the basis of sustainable and stable earnings. Within our 1 billion euro investment program for Lower Austria, which has reached its third out of our four financial years as for now, we are investing up to 70% in the expansion and enhancement of the domestic network infrastructure. The remaining portion is dedicated towards further increasing our renewable generation capacity in Lower Austria, especially wind and biomass, as well as further growing our domestic drinking water business. To conclude, we are committed to our integrated business model along the value chain of energy business. The current results evidence that our integrated business model is particularly resilient in an uncertain and challenging market environment. With that, I've reached the end of my presentation of the business developments in the first three quarters of the current financial year. I'm now looking forward to answering your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. In case you wish to withdraw your question, press 9 star again. Please press 9 and star to state your questions. And the first question comes from Peter Crampton from Macquarie. May we have your question, please?
Good morning. Two questions, please. Firstly, can you provide the exact number of the write-down in WEEF, and then overall just the one-off charges you've taken, you know, this quarter, and kind of a view if this will repeat in later quarters? And then the second question relates to an update on kind of the claims you've got, you know, in Bulgaria and on tariffs. Have there been any new developments there? Thank you.
Okay. Regarding the duplicatia, the WEEV, it's around 8.6 million euros. Yeah, and this is due to, according to the regulations of EFRS, an impairment of an equity investment is limited with the block value of its book value of its investment. That amount of an impairment which exceeds the book value has to be kept in evidence below the line. This was an amount of 3.6 million euros as it was at the 31st of March 2016. As in the third quarter, a capital injunction to WEEV was made, it was necessary to bring this evidence amount above the line, which resulted in an equity contribution of minus 8.6 million. And regarding the claims, as you are aware, we have the exit case for the investment protection against the state of Bulgaria. Here the hearing will be held at the beginning of November. And beside of this, we are still in talks also with representatives of the government if an out-of-court settlement would make sense for both sides.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
At the moment, there are no further questions. For any questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from Teresa Schienwald from Raiffeisen Central Bank. Please, your line is open now.
Hi, good morning. I have actually 3.5 questions. The first one is on... If you could give us an update on the current negotiations for the cost of capital for the upcoming new regulatory period. The second one concerns the impact of the lower dark spreads on the purchase rights for the Walsum power plant. And the third one is you mentioned in some earlier conference call a full year expectation for a Southeast European EBIT of around 40 million euros. Is this still valid if one excludes the impairment of the heat plant?
Okay, so these are the three questions. You keep the one half question for a second round, no?
Yeah, it also concerns actually Plovdiv, about the remaining value actually of the heat plant.
Okay. First of all, as you have seen, and it has been in the Austrian media, there is a debate regarding the next regulatory period for networks, especially in the focus here is the Gas Connect Austria transmission system operators cost of capital, because for them there should be a new setting of this key parameter with the 1st of January 2017. So this debate is actually really ongoing. We are discussing about distribution network, and therefore there is an indication in this, but it's not a mathematical equation regarding any evidence coming from Gas Connect Austria potential cost of new cost of capital regarding our distribution activities. Of course, we are following quite closely also the development of interest rates, which are influencing the WACC, as you also are aware of. We have seen in the markets the necessity for higher market risk premiums. Therefore, there is a contrary trend to the falling interest rates. And I think from the point of a long-term infrastructure investors, I think the position is quite clear that we are looking for a long-term guidance and not for short-term interest rates. Therefore, a balance has to be found from the regulatory authority regarding what to expect and what to give as a guidance and also incentive for infrastructure investments. So from our point of view, we have to wait till the Gas Connect Austria decision has been made. And then, of course, and we are in preparatory work also, not only as EVN, but also together with the whole Austrian industry for electricity and gas to provide the necessary information and evaluations for this dialogue with the regulatory authority, which will mainly take place in 2017. So this is regarding the status here. Maybe I can also add, I think that the new regulatory board of authority is the right person to discuss this with everyone who is following the industry quite closely, because we are market participants here, and therefore the direct information from the authority would make a lot of sense. You mentioned before our guidance and expectations regarding Southeast. We think that around 30% to 40% is this kind of what to expect in the EBIT. Of course, you have seen the impairment we had to take regarding Doppelfikatia, which is a setback, but on the lower level of 30, I would be fine from today's point of view. On the mid and long term, we think that the 60 million as a target is what we are expecting and what we are heading for. Okay, this was...
Sorry to interrupt. 30 were including the impairment.
From today's point of view, after the announcement of the third quarter result, we have some expectation that we will manage to achieve the 30 million, that we cross this. And what we also have seen, and you saw it before, that we have a strong EBITDA in the Southeast division, so that we will be above 100 there.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any additional questions, please press 9 and star on your telephone keypad. And another question comes from Teresa Schienwald from Raiffeisen Central Bank. Please, your line is open again.
Sorry. My third question was regarding the dark spreads and the purchase.
Yes. Yeah. As an observer, we are all aware that there's a downward trend regarding the clean dark spread, which we have seen also over the summer. And if you compare it to the last year's balance sheet date of the 30th of the, September, it has fallen by 1.6 euro per megawatt hour, which is quite a substantial decrease also. Of course, this is short-term, it is volatile, and we have to balance the short-term changes in relation to long-term perspective. just to give you some understanding here, we have not only, but of course very decisively, market prices, which we use the forwards for the near future, but on the midterm, we take a third-party help, third-party support, and always discuss our expectations here for these two very reputable specialist agencies. In this case, in our case, it has always been Bury and Enervis, and on this level, this is ongoing. But the market prices and the long-term perspectives are only one parameter. What we also have to take into consideration is that the different power plants have different technical and commercial parameters, such as the performance, the usage characteristics, inspection intervals, OPEX, and lifetime. All of them has to be considered and put into a model. Yeah, on this basis, it can sometimes happen that you have to take an impairment on one plant and you have to have an right up on another. Therefore, it's a very complex world which we are living in, and due to this volatility which we have seen in the last year, it even got more complex. And the third parameter, which is also in this environment quite interesting and influential, is of course the valuation and the discount rate, and therefore also the long-term perspectives of interest rates have to be considered. On this basis, all three together are part of the work which we have to do at the end of the business year. And therefore, let's see at the end when the books are closed, the results are audited, the board accepted what we will see on the 13th of December 2016.
Thank you very much.
There are no further questions. With this, I hand back to Mr. Szyszkowitz.
Thank you, everyone. I think, as I've mentioned before, we hopefully will hear each other on Tuesday, the 13th of December. Goodbye, and please use the last days of summer.